As we approach the darkest days of winter, we now take a look ahead to the future dog days of summer, as WRTI's Jim Cotter takes us down the shore, where music lives on the Ocean City Music Pier.
There have been concerts on the Music Pier since 1929, when it hosted performances by the New Municipal Orchestra. Since then, what is today the Ocean City Pops has operated under a variety of names and conductors. But in 1987, the orchestra appointed a new music director, and William, or Bill Scheibel, has since then led the Pops, or as he sees it, has followed the lead of his audience's eclectic tastes.
It's, for instance, surprising to see how many people really want to hear a Gilbert and Sullivan operetta. If maybe not the whole operetta staged, at least they would like to see it in concert version. Then we have a whole group of people that absolutely love music from the big band swing era, and so we'll have some concerts and singers doing that style.
The orchestra also does what might be considered more traditional Pops fare, Broadway musicals, movie music, American songbook, as well as some more patriotic music by the likes of John Philip Sousa, who during his lifetime regularly conducted at a variety of locations along the New Jersey shore. Scheibel says the quality of musicians at his disposal, both permanent and seasonal residents, makes all of this possible.
I think it's just a combination of having a great many artists that we can call on any given time that are also pretty flexible, and they're very comfortable with our orchestra and with our audiences.
Bill Scheibel's 28th season as music director of the Ocean City Pops begins in June.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.